say they steal real quick and lose weight very quickly.
Spirited.
Mm-hmm. Spirited. Anything else you've heard people say?
Agile.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you, let's see, what about a young person who is very, very quick and active in all her emotions?
That's a go-getter.
Mm-hmm. And, maybe your son or daughter was still at home, they were a little later than usual, you said, well, I trust them, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
worried, apprehensive.
Mm-hmm. And what might you say if you get up? Say you wouldn't feel easy about it, you'd feel...
uneasy.
Mm-hmm. And, say you get a little girl, and she says, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark, I'm...
scared.
Mm-hmm. Any other words?
I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm. A person who gets afraid easily is kind of a...
nervous.
Let's see, or you might say a place like a dark road alongside a graveyard is what? Is what kind of place?
Eerie. Mm-hmm. Scary.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, well, she isn't afraid now, but she... Okay, so you had the little girl and she was afraid when she was a little kid. You might say, well, she isn't afraid now, but she...
used to be afraid.
And you might say... I don't understand why she's afraid now. She didn't.
Used to be afraid. I wasn't afraid before.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Someone who leaves a lot of money around on the table, and maybe at the door unlocked, and his keys here, there, and yonder.
It's very trusting.
Very trusting. or what?
Careless.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. You might say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts just kind of
off.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you might
Goofy.
Say? Goofy. Peculiar, man.
Touched.
Anything else that you would say?
A little crazy.
Mm-hmm. We'd say, well, she acts just a little queer, would you ever say?
Yeah, queer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that word.
Odd.
Odd. Let's see, the word queer we mentioned. Now, does that always mean eccentric? Does that word sometimes have bad connotations too?
Yes, it would.
And let's see. If a man is sure of his own ways and never wants to change, and you can argue with him and he just never will change his mind, you might say to him, don't be so...
hard-headed.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want
Dogmatic.
To say? Dogmatic.
Pragmatic.
Mm-hmm. Ever you mentioned hard-headed, ever use an animal name than headed?
Mule-headed.
Mule-headed.
Bullish.
Bullish. That kind of thing. Let's see. Say there's someone you can't joke with without his losing his temper, you say, well, he's mighty.
Touchy.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Anything else you'd ever use there?
Temperamental.
That kind of. You mentioned feisty a little while ago. Would you ever put feisty there? Would you ever use feisty there?
Yes, you could.
You could. Mm-hmm. Now, you might say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
so upset.
Mm-hmm. Or what else?
Yep. So mad.
Mm-hmm.
Teed off.
Mm-hmm. And say somebody's about to lose his temper, you might say to him, just...
hold it, wait a minute.
Or keep...
keep calm, mm-hmm. Keep your cool.
Mm-hmm. And say you've been working very hard, you've been out picking scuffing odds or something, and you say, you're very...
tired and pooped.
Mm-hmm. And if you're very, very tired, you say you're just all...
exhausted, in. All in.
Mm-hmm. And say, you might say, I'm completely...
spent.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Anything else you'd say there?
I'm completely pooped.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or if you use wear out, you'd say?
Worn out.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Mm-hmm. See, say a person's been doing quite well, and you hear that suddenly they have some disease, you might say, well, last night she suddenly...
worsened.
Mm-hmm. Or
took a turn for the worse.
Mm-hmm. Or say she became sick just all of a sudden, you say, when last night she...